In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that if anyone serves him, that person has to follow him. It makes sense. He says, "Where I am, there also will my servant be." If we think back to the way things were in the past, if somebody's the servant, they are wherever the master happens to be. They've got to follow this guy around. They have to serve him all the time. The difference is, for us, that has to be freely chosen. It has to be a service of love, which is exactly what St. Paul is talking about in the first reading when he talks about those who will sow generously, who will give generously. You can look at that in terms of money, but that's not what's important. The generosity has to do with the heart. Are we truly loving the Lord? Anybody can go through the motions. I suppose you could even go so far as to say a trained dog can do that. We don't want to just go through the motions. We want to love the Lord. And we want to love the Lord because that's what we are created for. It's the only thing that's going to bring fulfillment is charity, loving God and loving neighbor. We live in such a selfish way, and nobody is happy. Nobody is fulfilled because we're doing everything grudgingly. We're not doing things with a generosity of spirit. We're not doing things out of love for God and neighbor, and consequently, in our selfishness, we're never fulfilled. But if we have that generosity, that true charity of spirit, then we're going to find fulfillment. It's the only way. All the things that the advertisers will tell us that will fulfill us, nothing ever does, because it can't. The only thing that can fulfill us is the one thing that looks like it can't. And that's to die to ourselves and to live for Christ. The Lord told us that. If we hate our life in this world, we'll save it for eternal life. But if we love our life in this world, then we're going to lose it. And so the more selfish we are, the more we harm ourselves. The more selfless we are, the more charitable we are, the more we love God and neighbor, the more freedom we have. And so it seems an oxymoron to say that to serve the Lord is to find freedom. But it's the truth, because the service is not forced. The service is not a violation of our dignity. It's the fulfillment of our dignity because it's freely chosen and it is a service of charity. That's what Jesus did for us. And so he tells us if we're going to serve him, we have to follow him. That's where he wants us. Because where I am, there also will my servant be. So we have to follow him in the way that he lived, in what he did for us, in his passion, so that ultimately we can be with him in heaven. In heaven, there is no selfishness. It's pure charity. It's pure generosity. So that's what we're supposed to be preparing for. So if we can see it from that perspective, then we can begin to understand the true freedom and true fulfillment is not going to be found in doing whatever I want and doing it my way and having it my way. It's just the opposite. It is in service. It is in charity. It is in dying to self so that we can live for God and for neighbor.